thanks for sticking around for my little extra that I am doing here. Not every week, not going to have it every week, but I'm going to have it today. I was thinking of this week when I was a little kid, my grandmother was growing up in Texas on Christmas, after we had received our gifts and, you know, done the tree and we were about to head off. She'd say, hold on. I've got a little something extra. And she would use this really cool word. If you're from Louisiana, or maybe Texas, different parts of the South, you know this, but I think this is a Louisiana term. She'd say, I've got a little lagniappe, a little something extra for you. And so I'm not always going to be able to do this, but I got a little something extra I want to share today. So we just talked about how the believers in Acts chapter 4 here, they get back, they pray, and in the midst of great hardship, this onset of persecution, they pray for God to provide for them. They pray for God to give them courage, boldness, strength. And they quoted, as you just remember, from Acts chapter 2, in Psalm chapter 2. And in Psalm 2, it's this recognition, almost this prophetic recognition, that the enemies of God are always going to be coming against him, but that they're not going to prevail. But also in the Psalms, I've just got to think that night, because this is something that really happened that night, as those early believers, first generation of believers, of followers of Christ, were in that room and praying for boldness, you know, given some real uncertainty about what was about to happen, that some passages, oh, there's my notes, that some passages from the Psalms also were in their mind. Because, friends, the Psalms are replete with this amazing pattern that we see of the children of Israel, right, God's people, crying out to God in great distress, maybe talking about, describing in great detail the nature of their enemies, sometimes describe their enemies as like packs of wild dogs coming after them, and just literally the utter chaotic, tragic distress that they were in, and saying, God, don't you see this? Come to us. And sometimes just in this brutal honesty. But things, the amazing, and what we're going to see in these few passages I'm just going to read to you, the amazing thing that you always see in these passages, that you always see, is even after this long description of the brutalness of the situation in life that they are caught in, they always confess their faith in God, that he will not only deliver them ultimately, but that he is their refuge, he is their strength, he is their hope in times of trouble. And so it's kind of these two extremes here. Like, it's not really extremes, but for the believers that we just saw their prayer, they're not praying, they're not asking God to change their circumstances. They're praying for God to give them strength and boldness in their circumstances. In Psalms, it's a little more raw, where they are saying, God, hey, check out what we're going through. Do you see what's happening here? The barbarians are at the gate. Everything's about to be done. And yet, God, we trust that you are our hope. So, without belaboring this and preaching a whole other sermon, let me just read a few of these. And the first one is from Psalm 18. And Psalm 18 is a wild and crazy psalm if you read all of it. But I just want to look right now. I'm going to read the first six verses and then jump down and read near the end of it. But starting out here at the beginning of Psalm 18, this is a psalm of David. And it begins, I love you, O Lord, my strength. Turn the page. For the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. And then the tone changes a bit. For the cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, and the snares of death confronted me. And in my distress, that sounds like it, in my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. And guys, if you read on in Psalm 118, then there, David just describes the overwhelming power of God intervening into his life as his provider, right? His sustainer. And then jumping down here to verse 30, David now really worships God because of this. Here we go. And we pick it up in verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. For he is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God beside the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. For he makes my feet like the feet of a deer and enables me to stand on the heights. Because just what a picture that is of the presence and the provision of God in the midst of difficulty. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. And what a lot of us are going through, these are words for us to remember. Okay, now I want to jump over to Psalm 28, and I'm just going to read verses 6 through 9 here. I'm not going to give any commentary on the broader psalm, but Psalm 28, 6 through 9, again, just listen to this confession of who God is in the midst of our lives right now. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. For the Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. And all right, and there's a little messianic glimpse there at the end. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Amen. What a statement. All right, so now I'm jumping over to Psalm 28, verses 6 through 9. I just did that one. Psalm 59, this is uncut here. Psalm 59, 16 and 17. There we go. Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. Oh yeah, this is just amazing. The psalmist says, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of troubles. O my strength, I sing praise to you. O God, you are my fortress, my loving God." Guys, think of that. The psalmist here gives the name of God to be my strength. O my strength, I sing praise to you. To you, O God, are my fortress, my loving one. Man, it's beautiful. Just the last thought here is actually from, and where did I go? All the way to Joshua. And probably the most memorized verse in the Torah for Christians, you know, evangelicals like us, definitely out of Joshua, is Joshua 1:9. Very famous verse, very short, and of course, part of this amazing story that we see here in Joshua. But this is where God is sending Joshua, the leaders, ultimately the people of Israel, across the Jordan River into the promised land, and there lie giants, right? There is unknown. And in the face of this, God calling them to move forward, God says to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid," some translations say. "Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you. The Lord your God is with you." God is with us wherever we go. And my friends, if God is for us, who can be against us? Guys, if you are having a hard time right now with anxiety, just the uncertainty, maybe real hardship in your life, maybe real loss, may we together hear these words of the Lord our strength. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Don't be terrified. For I am with you, and I will be with you wherever you go. Amen. Friends, again, I love you, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.